Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
W to the number 72881 on your cell phone. Get a message rate supply. It is a national contest, but it is $1,000. And we're doing it every hour from 9 up until 4. So all the way through 5 o'clock, you have a chance to win $1,000. Okay, just went over the top of the hour here. Text the word LAW, L-A-W to 72881. Text LAW 72881. Good luck.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, so you guys might remember earlier in the year we had the Jason and John Checking Olympics. Well, we are taking the show to the Bluff. We're going to have Jason and John Checking November 22nd, and we need you.
Oh, welcome to Moe's Looking Ass.
That's right. It will be historic, so we need all checkers, all Memphis checkers, all of you all to apply. If you are ready, if you are the best, apply 929ESPN.com and bring it to the table to the Bluff on November 22nd.
Bring it!
The best place in Tunica for sports is the best place for football all season long at Horseshoe Tunica. Saturdays and Sundays, it's game time in Bluesville. Doors open 1 hour prior to the first game. Catch all the action on the 15 screens, plus great food and beverage specials, too. Mondays and Thursdays, it's football night at Legends. Catch all the NFL action on the big screen while you and your friends enjoy great football and food and beverage specials. This season, it's Horseshoe Tunica for all your football action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Steven Gaskowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy.
Platinum Jewelers has a brand new location in Germantown at 9387 Poplar Avenue. Visit them or at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis or online at PlatinumJewelers.com.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
All right, again, the code word this hour is LAW, L-A-W. You can text it to 72881. Text LAW to 72881. Another code word coming up at 1.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I was scared of all the things I've done. Yeah, I know I'm not the only one.
Quick story. Guy named Chris. Chris wanted to sell his home in Collierville for more money than any of his neighbors. His neighbors' homes, they were listed for several months with agents, not with the Live Love Memphis group. And he had no action, got no movement. But then he got with the Live Love Memphis team. And with their aggressive marketing, they sold his home in 2 days for list price. Sold for $30,000 more than any other home in his neighborhood in the last 6 months.
Ooh, congrats, Chris. Congrats to me, and congrats to all of you all that have called Live Love, because
you just congratulate yourself.
It's been nothing but success stories. Yeah, look, I had to get up off the couch, John. I had to make that call, too. I had to trust. Like, we're asking folks to trust us right now. 901-685-6000. Again, call that number, 685-6000, if you want to sell your home. Odds are you're going to be doing it very quickly, maybe within the day, maybe within 2 days, like Chris. And you're probably going to get more than you want, like Chris did, like I got more than I thought I could get for my home out in Raleigh. They'll help you find your dream home as well. If you've had a home that's been on the market for weeks or, God forbid, for months, you are with the wrong team. Get with the right one. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're going to be joined by Mark Giannotto at 12:25. Right now, we got to do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so a quick recruiting update here because I think people are obviously still interested in Memphis basketball recruiting, wouldn't you say, Jason?
Yes, always looking for that first commit, John. Where is it?
Well, you know, Memphis.
Been a little antsy.
Memphis's strategy is pretty funny, like the way they kind of do it.
I heard you talking about this with Jeff.
It's like Lil Wayne's mixtape. Sorry for the wait. You remember that?
What'd you say? They take their sweet, sweet time.
They do, man.
Typically, they're effective.
I mean, that's usually been worth the wait, right?
Yes.
I mean, Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax, they came in the spring.
It's true.
You know, his first job is because he didn't get the job until the spring, but still, point remains the same.
Well, you knew he's getting Alex.
Now, James did commit, and DJ did commit, and Malcolm did commit in the fall. But it was absolutely imperative for James to commit in the fall because people wanted to know he was going to Memphis, you know? Recruits they were after, because again, like we talked about this a little bit before, they really use James as the anchor. You know, they really use James and recruiting. Like, hey, don't just come to Memphis and play for us. Come to Memphis and play the number one pick in the NBA draft, who's, by the way, is a 7-foot big man who doesn't necessarily demand the ball.
Right.
You know,
right.
Where else can you do that at? And I do think that's such an important aspect of all of this, Jason, is, you know, if James was a different – if his makeup was different, right? Like, and he was more, and I'm not even going to use the word selfish because, you know, just because you want to score the ball, it doesn't make you selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But James is in many ways selfless when it comes to the basketball court, you know? And I think that is one of those things that really, you know, that translates to other guys like Precious and Lester and Boogie. They don't look at Memphis and say, I can't go there because they got James. They go there and they look at Memphis and they say, I can go there because they have James. And I can still sort of get mine, and James is going to help me do that while also doing his thing as well.
From everything you've heard, and I know we've asked this question. I know Jeff asked you a bunch of you know, leading score leaders. Who's
a lot of pressure.
I heard that.
On the hot seat.
And why today was
my
the day
blistered.
Seemed odd to me. Not the first exhibition game or the regular season opener, but he put you guys to the
test.
Yeah,
I don't do debates. I told him that. I don't do debates. I don't do the Knowledge Bowl. That stuff's between him and Harrington. That ain't me.
Well, you're getting me off, but I thought you were very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's what brothers do. We lift each other up, right? We lift each other up.
Yes.
No, I was going to ask you a question about this team. From what we've seen, everything we've gathered since we last talked about this, doesn't it feel like Wiseman's going to have to be the leader? I mean, going to be that guy that out on the court has to be? Because I don't know which one of y'all had him as the minutes leader, which one of y'all had him as the points leader. But to the point that you're making it, they used him as the hook. We made it with Goodman too. They're just naturally
right.
Gonna be it, you know the
they're
game.
Gonna, yeah,
Penny. This entire system, from what we expect, is going to revolve around him, sort of playing off him. We heard Lester Quinones talk about it in his recruitment. The idea of the two of them playing together. Well, I mean that's been pitched to all these guys.
Yep.
So again. Whether it's centrally in terms of your scheme or in terms of centrally sitting in that huddle and bringing guys around him,
no doubt.
Just feel like James is going to have to be there. And also, in proving that he's the number one draft pick.
No doubt
because
about it.
Because most teams aren't going to want to take a guy, even if he's 7'1", that's a guy that wants to sit in the back of the bus. They're looking for a guy that wants to drive the bus. And I think that's what Penny Hardaway expects from him this season.
Yeah, the offense isn't going to run through James in the traditional sense, but it's going to run around him.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, yes, of course it does.
Like it's going to revolve around him.
Yeah.
You know, like he's either going to
He's perfect pick and roll. What are you talking about?
I mean, like, unguardable, really, in that.
Pop it out, roll it. I mean, run to the basket, throw the alley. Either
if James can make that elbow jumper. Like from what used to be the tip of the D,
it'll be deadly.
You know what I mean? Like if used to be the tip of the blue D.
Still want to get that in there. We said no more jokes, go ahead and get those cheap ones in there. Court has been changed.
He will be a first team All-American. Like he just will be. He'll put up, you know, again, I don't think he's going to put up Zion numbers.
Why would he not hit that 15-footer that he hit at East?
Yeah, I agree.
It's not like that's not in his repertoire.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So as long as he does that, you know, again, I don't know. I don't know how prolific he is going to be as a scorer, right? Because I think a lot of his opportunities are going to be sort of pick and roll, pick and pop situations, run to the basket, trailing in a transition opportunity, and probably some putbacks underneath. I think that probably all comes out to about 14 a game, you know?
Right.
I think that's kind of what that looks like because, you know, look, Precious is going to have to score. Boogie's going to have to score. I mean, so, like, it's 14, it's going to be 15. Distributed, you know? But his impact on the game is going to be, you know, so felt in every game they play. Anyway, we kind of got off there.
Yes, we did.
It is easy to do when you're talking about James Wiseman and all that talent. But Memphis is in today, or I should say was in today, to see Greg Brown, who is the top 10 consensus forward out of Texas. Right now, it is 100% Texas for him over at the Crystal Ball on 247.
It's 100%?
It is.
I didn't realize that because you seem so sure that Memphis is in very good position.
But I expect that to change. I don't know when. I don't know like who the first one to change it is.
This is starting to feel like spring recruiting-ish, like you're on it like that with this.
Should I feel that confident? I feel pretty good about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about it.
You didn't pull out the crystal ball yourself, so I wasn't prepared, but it feels like I need to get prepared or Memphis needs to get prepared.
I do my best work around barbecue fest time, as you know. But some of these decisions are gonna be made before then. I'm not saying his will.
Okay.
I think Greg Brown for sure is waiting late.
Dang, what's gonna happen to Shaka if he has another disappointing year this year? And you let Greg Brown get out of Texas. You're gone.
Well, the two things could be related, right? Like they're inextricably linked in a way, right? Because if you have a bad year, then you're going to lose Greg Brown. And if you lose Greg Brown, well, you're probably just going to have a bad year because, you know.
Can Texas afford to lose Greg Brown? You know what I mean? Like, let these guys keep going.
Man, you sound like a Longhorns booster down there, man. You sound like you got a 10-gallon hat on, man.
Look, I'm just saying, brother.
Damn, man. You brought Bevo to the damn farm.
You know who I'm rooting for in terms of that recruitment, but my gosh, you talk about a bad beat for Texas, letting Greg Brown get out of that state.
Yeah, I mean
they're gonna have to reevaluate some things down there.
I'm honest to God, I'm not that familiar with.
What are y'all doing with it? Where's the Texas pride used to be down there?
Well, I mean, it ain't like it's the first time. I mean, the Harrison twins got out of Texas, you know what I mean? I mean, that was brutal for Texas.
Well, that was because of Rick Barnes, wasn't it?
I guess that would have been Rick Barnes.
I mean, his at that point, how was he doing in recruiting? That's part of the reason why he was out of there.
Yeah,
and he came and recharged up at Tennessee. This, well, I can't believe it's happening.
He definitely
recharged them batteries.
Found the fountain of youth somehow.
That's a pretty girlfriend you got there. Come on to Tennessee. And it's working. It's weird.
With a specific,
like, he's relating to these kids.
I think it's because the Wendy's picture.
Is she pretty?
Mm-hmm. I think the Wendy's picture is what made him so relatable to these kids. You know, when he came to Memphis.
Yeah, the value, because been on the value meal?
I know you gained a new level of respect for him when you saw him in that Wendy's.
Absolutely.
You know, you probably thought he was too good for Wendy's before that.
Well, that's a man that's humble. That's
yes.
a man. That's a man that's willing to work on a budget even when you've got millions.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the news is Memphis was in to see Greg Brown.
Well, that's big.
I feel good about Greg Brown in Memphis.
I think that's the bigger news is that John Martin, author of the spring book 100% of recruiting news, all come to fruition, is feeling good about this.
Yeah. Now I will say, like, I felt like there was an opening a little bit for Jaden Springer.
I was trying to think of the last guy you felt good about that it didn't work out for.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now let me take me back. You feel good about an opening for it?
I felt good.
That was the last guy. That's done.
Yeah. Like, no. I always maintained.
You confused me there a
always
bit.
Maintained with Jaden Springer that Tennessee was the leader.
You were the last one holding out hope.
But
you're trying to mess up your track record.
But I always said they were the leader, and so I'm still technically going to be right on that. Memphis brought him in on the visit. They weren't going to bring him in on the visit, and they felt compelled to bring him in on the visit. And so to me, that gave me reason to believe they thought they had a shot with him. Obviously, he's going to commit to Tennessee any day now. So this idiot can stop tweeting me every day and asking me about an update on Jaden Springer. Some doofus-ass Tennessee fan tweets me every day.
Why would you? He's coming to you.
No, he's not. No, he's coming to me sarcastic. That's what Tennessee fans do. They don't come to you hat in hand sincerely asking. He asks me every day, any news on Jaden Springer?
Well, John, you got to show him what Jesus would do when asked about what Jaden Springer's going to do. Not what John Martin would do. Show him the other side. Show him your goodness.
So what would Jesus do?
Jesus would keep telling him he's coming to Tennessee, taking the high road.
Okay, well, Jesus told him that last night, so hopefully he'll stop bothering Jesus.
He would stop bothering you if you show him Jesus.
Well, I told
him. But it's because you show him that you're triggered that he keeps on coming to you. You understand that?
I never respond. I never responded until last night. I told him, I said, do you not have anything better to do? He's going to Tennessee. Now leave me the hell alone.
You see, you sound frustrated. So he knows he's going to keep coming.
Well, no, he's not, because now I gave him the news he was after.
Think about it. What would Jesus do if this man asked him, Jaden Springer still coming? What's he going to say?
Jesus would not cover recruiting.
He answers all questions. Don't act like anything's beneath Jesus.
Jesus will cover like the NFL or something, you know?
Jesus ain't that selective, bro. He's for all of us. Omni, as you know.
So he would cover recruiting?
If that's the question you have for him, if that's your one question about Jaden Springer.
So are you saying that I am the recruiting messiah?
Why can't you just, I didn't ask you to answer a question with a question. I said, what would Jesus say to the Tennessee fan who asks, is Jaden Springer coming? What's the update?
He would say, my son, he is going east.
He would say, have no fear. Do not worry, right?
Okay.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the verbiage.
Show them that. You'll change them Knoxville folks.
Now, if you ask me...
Maybe. A few of them.
What is Greg Brown doing?
Bring them to the light.
Greg Brown, likely migrating north to Memphis. You know, to not Egypt, not Memphis, Egypt.
I heard you tell Jeff Calkins, you feel that kid's coming. That's big.
I feel good.
What's a class with Jalen Green, Jalen Green, Greg Brown, and Chris Moore, what's that class ranked? I realize numbers-wise is what's going to—
Let me put the numbers in. That's the beautiful thing about 247 Sports.
I mean, that's got to be a top five class. I mean, there's no way around it, right?
At least you just kind of stall while I do this?
Yeah, I can absolutely do you. Greg Brown would be the big you need to sort of replace James Wiseman. Now, you'd have Precious going out the door, too. But obviously, you've got Isaiah Stokes now in the fold. Chris Moore is pushing buses over there at West Memphis, would follow in a long line of great West Memphis athletes that have come, obviously, to Memphis. And then what needs to be said about Jalen Green, who looks like Michael Jackson and plays much like a superstar as well? You'd like to have him on your team.
That was deft. That was very – looks like Michael Jackson and plays like Michael Jackson. Moonwalking across
like
the court.
I didn't say plays. I said like a superstar as well.
All right.
Much smoother than you gave me credit for.
So Chris Moore – okay, we're going to put Chris Moore in there.
Buses, literally.
And Drew Hill says he was not on that bus. Do you believe him?
I think those two are in cahoots.
I think he was in that.
Drew Hill knows when Chris Moore's committing, and yes. I want to know it soon, Drew.
He was either in the bus or he was filming it. Okay, Jalen Green, Chris Moore, and then Greg Brown, right? And they will add more than these three.
Of course.
But this will be the nuts and bolts.
I mean, that's the nuts and bolts of what's got to be a top five class, right?
It would be.
Certainly top 10.
As of today, it would be number four.
You dang right.
It'd be the number
four. See, I wonder if the numbers wise, what are you going to add? Maybe a guy or two? I wonder if it'll be impossible to get a top five because others are going to have seven and eight man classes.
Because that's how it, you know, it's not an average, right?
Right. It's a generator based.
Composite, compound, you know,
and
whatever.
And you've got more
cumulative,
guys,
I guess you would say, is the right word. But yeah, Jalen Green, Greg Brown, and Chris Moore would land you right now the number four class in America
in
2020, which would be one hell. I mean, listen.
And we feel great about all three of those.
And I think what this Memphis staff is finding out is that it's hard to follow up a number one hit. You know, it's hard because people expect you to do it all again. And I think that gives you a new level of respect for Britney Spears.
Next story.
Anyway, Memphis.
What in the world is wrong?
Britney Spears is an accomplished artist.
But why would you say her?
Because, I mean, I just think she doesn't probably get the respect that she deserves as an artist.
Oh, man.
I mean, Brad, you were on contemporary pop radio. Nobody understands her impact better than you.
I don't know if she has an impact, though. John, I'm with Jason on this.
Yeah.
There's no impact with this chick.
You still got a thing for her?
Britney Spears today? No. But on the cover, though, was it this song? Oh, my God.
This was the cheerleader one.
There
was
not a more beautiful woman to me than Britney Spears in that moment on the cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time. I'm telling you.
That decision was made in lust.
What?
That decision that she's just the finest thing ever.
Dude, I'm telling you, she was.
Where you're at right now, your brain is in a bad place.
And your wife is not in town right now.
Dude, look at her. Look at her in this crop top.
She looks like a little girl, John.
She looks like a child.
Britney Spears.
Thank you, Brad. Like a child.
Britney Spears.
Now, we're getting into some weird territory
here. No, I was 13, 12, 9.
Why did you pick a grown woman?
She is grown.
Like Tina Turner, a hit maker, a fine wine.
Okay, I'm sorry. If she's wearing thigh highs and a crop top, and all of a sudden, I mean, she's off limits.
That means she's underage.
Brad and I are in our 40s.
No, she's not underage.
I think in that video she was.
And this but is I was also underage.
It's completely inappropriate.
Garbage. I was also underage. I mean, I know there
Brad,
are guys out there that feel
him
me.
When you turn the music on because you saw how excited he got.
I know there are guys out there that feel me on this, man.
Sure
come
there
on.
Are. I'm
come
sure there
on.
Are.
I think she's an attractive woman now. Don't get me wrong. But back in the cheerleader underage days, no way, bro.
No, she's not. She's lost a little bit, man. And I know that comes with age.
No, I don't think she's lost it. I think she looks better.
Oh, man.
She looks of age.
Well, I like her. I mean, obviously, I do the of age thing, but I'm just, you know.
You can only dig the hole deeper with any more that you say
right.
here.
Yep.
Next story.
I went to thecommercialappeal.com this morning and was stunned when I read this headline. Hank McDowell almost died 6 weeks ago. Soon, this is the headline, soon he'll be calling Memphis Grizzlies games again. For all I knew, Hank McDowell, the former Tigers basketball player, the former NBA player, and beloved former Tiger who does color for Grizz Radio, for all I knew, he's perfectly healthy. And apparently, if you read Mark Giannotto's column, we're about to have Giannotto on, so I won't go too long because I want him to tell you most of the story
right.
Because it was jaw-dropping. But about 6 weeks ago, apparently, I hope I'm getting most of the facts right, at least, you know, Hank McDowell is experiencing headaches. Turns out they were a symptom of a subdural hematoma, an intracranial bleeding. That's brain, head, obviously. And the doctor basically told him, long story short, man, we've got to get you into the surgery room for immediately get you to the hospital, get you into surgery, or else you're going to die. You know, Hank's in his 50s. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is not the kind of news you're expecting. But like he told Giannotto in the column, when you get that kind of news, there's no time to sit around and feel sorry for yourself or wonder how in the world this happened to me.
Right.
You just got to go.
Right.
And that's what's happened. We know that family, Carol, his wife, I covered Jake over at the University of Memphis. I think Patrick's been on the sidelines at Grizz games doing stats and stuff for a long time. I think he does even more down there, if I'm not mistaken. You can tell a lot about For me, the measure of a man a lot of times, or at least you can tell,
no doubt.
Is in his kids.
Yeah.
Is how they act and treat people. And I have always thought in my
yes.
dealings with the McDowells, man, some of the most respectful dudes I've ever come across, right? Even the guys that, I mean, I hadn't even earned your respect yet. And they're the kind of kids you'd want your sons and your daughters to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells you everything you need to know about that family. So we're certainly grateful and if I'd known, I'd already prayed. That's why I was so shocked when I saw the story that he's come through this. And now the plan is to get through this little bit of rehab he's got to do with his voice and everything. And he'll be back. And he hopes, like, within the next couple of weeks, he'll be back and as good as new and right back on the sideline. But let's just say what it is. It's a miracle.
No doubt.
Because, again, you're going through life. You're thinking you're perfectly healthy. You're living a healthy life. And you've got literally death right around the corner if you don't have it addressed. And so we're all grateful, all thankful, because, again, Hank, his entire family, they're the kind of people you come into a room and they make you feel like you're the one that's special. Those are the kind of people we love being around. We certainly love hearing and being around Hank McDowell. So prayers up for his continued recovery. And we're looking forward to hearing you again. Hank McDowell.
Absolutely.
We'll have Mark Giannotto in here next. He had the story. If you'd like to read it, it's a great one, obviously, over at commercialappeal.com.
Yep, we'll come back. Jason and John, 90s here on FM, ESPN. All right, so you guys might remember earlier in the year we had the Jason and John Checking Olympics. Well, we are taking the show to the Bluff. We're going to have Jason and John checking November 22nd, and we need you.
Oh, welcome to Moe's Looking Ass.
That's right. It will be historic, so we need all checkers, all Memphis checkers, all of you all, to apply. If you are ready, if you are the best, apply 929ESPN.com and bring it to the table to the Bluff on November 22nd.
Bring it!
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you, it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office, but don't worry, they're moving, they're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place the Smile Center great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the eight-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive, so if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
You don't have to listen to me. You can just change the station. It's completely within your control. Your personal information, well, that's another story. When you shop, bank, or browse online, your info travels all over, exposing you to cyber threats, which are out of your control. More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world. Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock, and since you did choose to listen, save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mark Giannato is a sports columnist over at The Commercial Appeal. Host the Giannato and Jeffrey show every afternoon from 2 to 4 and claims that the conference got it right with Memphis not winning. I'm just kidding. You didn't say that. You didn't say that. Anybody does join us now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. Just another week. We're like a week closer from when the sports scene here just erupts, it feels like.
That's
right. I went to the Grizzlies preseason game on Monday.
And it will be a brief explosion for the Grizzlies. It will explode.
I am curious what it's going to be like. You know, it's a good thing, I guess, that their schedule in November and December, there's actually a lot of
relevant teams,
stars coming to town. But I'm thinking if you're the Grizzlies, you probably would prefer to have them in February or March.
Right, at the end of the year, when the slog of the
season.
So
I am curious what it's going to be like come January with that team, FedEx Forum.
Are you really curious? Are you really wondering? I can tell you.
It's interesting looking at our metrics at the commercial appeal. People are interested in Ja Morant.
No doubt.
Other stuff we write about the Grizzlies, not so much. Yeah. I think there is a curiosity factor about Ja Morant.
That's where I am hoping with him. Like, you know, because, I mean, obviously Jaren too, but Ja feels like the superstar.
Well, even just watching.
Are we saying the Jaren stuff doesn't get as many clicks? Is that what we're saying, Mark?
Not real. I mean, we haven't done a ton of Jaren stuff yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I just think when you watch that team on the floor, the way Ja plays is a lot flashier. It's not to say I don't know if Jaren or Ja who's going to be better of the two, but I mean when Ja is in the open floor, like even on Monday night when he gets out in the open floor, you're like, what's he going to do?
Right.
What's he going to do? And honestly, it might be a turnover. Mm. But there's also the possibility, like he went up for that dunk at the end of that preseason game that he missed.
Exactly.
And almost, you know, murdered Miles Bridges. If he had connected on that, that would have been number one on SportsCenter. And he's capable of doing that anytime he gets out in the open floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's exciting. I am curious after watching him play. He's going to have to hit some jumpers. Teams are going to start slacking off him, you know, on the perimeter. And even in that Charlotte game, you saw in the half court, that team is going to have some issues.
Oh, big time.
Scoring in the half
court. But he shot 36-38%. It's not like he's not decent, right? We're not saying he's an awful. He shot 36-38%.
No, he's going to have to keep defenses.
He certainly doesn't look confident with it right now. Like he's not ready to sit back and show them.
The good news is it feels like Taylor Jenkins has just given them the absolute green light. Like, do your thing. And that's good.
No, absolutely it is. I didn't know what was going on with Hank McDowell. Did you before you wrote this column and before you got the news?
He had put out a tweet a few weeks ago when it felt like the timing was he had gotten out of the woods, so to speak.
Okay.
And he tweeted something in terms of, you know, he had brain surgery and things like that. And then it just so happened Monday night he was at that preseason game. It was the first time he was back at FedEx Forum since all this happened.
Well, that is awesome. They could get back and
Is
apparently gonna be quick.
I mean, he is planning on two. It was the Brooklyn Nets game, which I think is like the fourth or fifth game of the regular season. Mm-hmm. His goal is to be on the call for that game.
Wow.
If not that. There's like a game a week or so later against the Rockets that he's aiming for. I mean, when you talk to him, you have to really be trying to spot the issues, I guess, he's having. I think he's more self-conscious about it than what you actually know. It's like he sounds like Hank McDowell, you know, like the guy you listen to and know.
Well, that's evidence of a miraculous recovery.
It really is remarkable. When you hear him tell the story, it is absolutely remarkable.
I read in your column that he's having, you know, probably is a little bit of, that word is a little bit of an issue and figured, oh, man, this must be kind of tough. But it says like it must be one of the few words he's struggling with.
It was the word he really struggled with when he first got out of surgery. And it took him 3 days to say it correctly after surgery. He said basically three and four syllable words have given him some trouble. But it sounds like, every time he has a conversation, he's getting better. Because it was basically the left side of his brain. There was blood building up in the left side of his brain.
Mm.
And he didn't know this, but he was getting headaches, these like really bad, quick burst headaches. And he just went to the doctor. He had him for like 2 days. Like, think about just, you have a headache for 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, it's happened to some of us before. And he goes to the doctor, and, like, within an hour or two, they're telling him, like, get to the ER. Like, you you could die. And it's not just you could die. It's a doctor. He's, you know, because it's like a neurologist, like a specialist surgeon.
Right.
Who he's never met before. He probably met for 20 minutes before the surgery, and the guy's telling him, you're going to die if I don't operate on you right now. And, you know, luckily they were able to, everything went well. Everything's gone about as well as you could hope for.
Yeah.
And he's going to be back on Grizzlies calls here soon. which is good news.
That's awesome. That's of course, talking to Mark Giannotto. You can hear him every afternoon from 2 to 4. Read him over at commercialappeal.com. All right, we got to get to the Tigers. Want to give you your turn at outrage over the preseason selections. Memphis was picked tied. But is it really a tie, though, when Houston got more first-place votes? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel like
that. It doesn't feel like that.
It feels like Memphis was kind of picked second.
I thought that was dumb. It was really the player selection that got me more angry. Like, how is it that South Florida gets picked fifth but gets three players?
Three dudes, yeah.
UConn, sixth, two players.
It's the
just
most
nonsensical.
Yeah, at the most, they get one.
I agree. That's the only player I remember from that team.
No doubt.
Alexis Yetna.
Yep.
And, no, it was bad. You know, it did not reflect well on the coaches. It seemed like, I'm not going to put words in their mouth, but it felt like part of it was probably just the good old boys network, giving Kelvin the benefit of the doubt. But I think part of it was also an agenda against Penny and basically saying, like, prove it.
Did Kelvin pick Memphis?
Because you can't vote for yourself. You have to pick. Right. My gut tells me after we did this on the show.
Yep.
On Giannotto and Jeffrey, the day of the thing, like we were trying to guess which coaches voted for Memphis, which voted for Houston. I think Penny was the Cincinnati vote.
Makes sense because he'd been talking them up. Yeah,
that's my
more
prediction.
So than anybody else. I and think, with a new coach, that yeah.
I think Kelvin picked Memphis.
I think so too.
I think.
I bet you Greg Marshall didn't.
I think Greg Marshall.
Houston.
We weren't sure. Like, so I thought for sure. I thought for sure
They beat him twice.
I know, but I think it's.
I thought for sure Dan Hurley would pick Memphis.
Yes.
But then you read some of his quotes from that day where he sounds like he's pretty skeptical about Memphis. Well,
that was Kelvin last year sounding all skeptical about him.
Yeah.
But I think he's bought in now.
Like Brian Gregory is a for sure, he's a Tubby guy. That's a for sure Houston vote right there. So I thought Ron Hunter at Tulane, my gut told me.
I love me some Ron Hunter. Said, we ain't finishing last.
So good. Yeah, but my gut told me he would vote. He seems like the type of personality who would love Penny. But then I found this quote. Kelvin Sampson is his idol. And so I think he voted Houston.
Oh, yeah, I better believe. Yeah, if it's I didn't realize it's his idol.
Aaron McKee voted for Memphis.
I think Aaron McKee voted Memphis. He's an NBA guy, came up in the same era as Penny.
Yeah.
I think he was a vote. I think Tim Jankovic, because he worked for Larry Brown, one of Penny's guys.
You think he voted for Penny?
I think he voted Memphis, yes.
I would have gone the other way because, I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm not saying I'm right, but my instinct would have been to go the other way because he's in Texas with Houston, and he doesn't really, does he recruit, top five players, Like
He did when he was working under Larry Brown.
Yeah.
And I just think again, these are guesses, but
of course.
I'm leaning on the Larry Brown connection that he's one of the four votes for Memphis. And then we weren't sure. We guessed the new Cincinnati coach probably picked Houston.
Yes.
Deferring to them.
Yes.
Johnny Dawkins, we felt he's an old school guy.
No,
I think
he's
picked Kelvin.
He's taking his
best. Even though his mentor, Coach K, is doing exactly what Penny's doing.
Yep.
Who were the other ones? I'm trying to think. The ECU coach.
Who is that?
Joe Dooley.
Who knows?
We figured he picked.
Who knows?
He picked Houston because Memphis. This is kind of spitballing, but Memphis in that road game at ECU. They gave Memphis trouble.
They did.
And
they historically have for some reason over there.
Yeah.
Hopefully those days are done for a little while.
I think we landed on Kelvin Sampson. I think we did decide Greg Marshall probably voted for Memphis. Tim Jankovic and Aaron McKee. And Aaron McKee. That's, I think, what we landed on.
Yeah.
I would love to see the votes.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I'd rather see that. I would honestly rather see the votes released than the footage from the catch.
Yeah.
I'd rather see them release the ballot.
Is there any footage or not? It doesn't sound like there is.
Well, it's so weird. So, you hear this quote, what Mike Oresko is saying at Media Day to Jason Munns and to the Daily Memphian, and he kind of gave similar quotes to both. And he basically made it seem like there was, a camera angle.
That there's another one.
That the fans don't have access to, essentially. And it would seem to me, if there is something that you use to make it indisputable, it would seem to be in the conference's best interest to release it.
But Chuck
Sullivan
right?
told me something different, that basically they just had typically they just have the views of all of what ESPN has, but that they can slow it down frame by frame, essentially. And I do think there's a view where you can be like, well, maybe he dropped the ball, but well, maybe is not indisputable.
With you 100%.
And so definition. I think obviously the catch reversal was handled poorly. I think the aftermath of it has been handled worse by the AAC. They need to come up with a new system for dealing with controversial calls like this because they happen a lot. I mean, I remember when I covered the ACC, I've said this a couple times since this happened, I had the cell phone number of the coordinator of officials. Like, sometimes he wouldn't talk on the record, but he would, like, talk to you And, like, you had access to the coordinator of officials. And so I maybe get that the AAC doesn't want you talking to the replay official right after the game. But rather than, like, basically what happened Saturday is this replay official made the call. Then either the replay official or the lead official talked to the coordinator of officials, this consortium, as Mike Oresko called it, because they use the same thing, I think, as the Big Ten or Big 12, one of the other leagues. They share it. And then that person talked to Chuck Sullivan, who then talked to a pool reporter. And I guarantee, you know, even the statement was kind of convoluted. And I asked Chuck specifically, like, he was referencing not the ruling on the field in that statement. He was referencing the ruling made by the replay official. Like, they didn't misinterpret that it was rule the catch on the field. But, like, again, it got misinterpreted in the moment. Yeah. And
they didn't treat it as importantly as they should have early on is what it felt like. The consideration for Memphis here, which has – look, they might feel, hey, you guys can still win the AAC. There's no problem here. But fans, Memphis felt that they had bigger dreams, obviously. Cotton Bowl, New Year's Six, whatever you want to say. I mean, I that was the thing it seemed like in the immediacy of it.
Well, and, like, Mike Oresko was there. He was there on Saturday, too. And, like, he was there in the stadium. And so it was handled poorly. And I really think the league, like, people have complained about the officiating in the league, and it's not great. But as we see in the NFL, like, I don't know if that part is going to necessarily change. You know, if the NFL has cruddy refs, you know, what's the AAC going to do? But there needs to be some different processes handling these controversial
calls. You
want to
be a big-time conference, you should not look small-time in responding to some of this stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Agreed. We are talking, of course, to Mark Giannotto, sports commentator of the Commercial Appeal. Listen to him every afternoon from 2 to 4 on Giannotto and Jeffrey. The basketball court.
Yeah.
It's different. I mean, you make a joke out. I mean, I think we've done every
joke. Way to get that thing changed, Giannotto.
Well, I mean, it's honestly, like, it is smart, though, right? I mean,
You had to. I mean, you don't want.
At first,
you want
I
the
was fighting it, but y'all are right.
You want the focus on the basketball team, not the court.
It was overwhelming.
Yes.
It wasn't just, like, one or two people.
Well, and I think it's, I mean, some people had not liked this take, but it's a lesson. Like, it is cool to have this secret unveiling of the court.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea next time to have more than, like, four people look at this thing before it debuts, because you probably could have avoided a situation like this if there were more eyeballs. Like, I get it, the element of surprise, but given what happened here.
I mean, it's, like, a basketball court at the end of the day. Like, it's not like some, you know, I don't understand the grand secrecy.
Yeah.
It's a basketball court.
Yes. I mean, now I will say people were very intrigued by it, you know, like,
of course,
it was like, if you did it right, the element of surprise works, but, like, you better make sure you do it right. And I'm just saying, they just, more than four or five people should be looking at this thing before it goes out there.
Yeah. And so is it all fixed now? Like, do you think it's,
I had heard, that day you guys kind of got the photos of the,
down at the land
of the, the court, that was what they were doing. I heard those photos that were taken, there's going to be a couple more slight alterations
made.
Yeah, the Toyota logo. But I heard there might be some gray. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see when the court debuts a week from Thursday for the it's Christian Brothers exhibition game.
Yeah. Man, we always appreciate the time, Mark. Thanks for coming in, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, brother.
He is Mark Giannotto on Twitter at M Giannotto. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 90.7 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com cash is coming up at 1 p.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. We business owners are keenly aware that vendors often waste our time trying to sell us stuff we really don't need. Take the payroll industry, for example. Many payroll vendors are now bundling in and trying to upsell non-critical human resource services, hoping to keep customers using their outdated and overpriced payroll. Don't fall for this trick. Patriot Software offers business owners with up to 100 employees exactly what you need. Whether you use our do-it-yourself payroll or our full-service payroll, you'll only pay for what you use, and we won't waste your time. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply, new business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Wanna bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains putting a damper in your day? We'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make a bow. One by one, one by one, count my
I want to give you a brief history lesson, Jason, about Robert Irwin Jewelers. They were founded by brothers, Robert and Irwin. That's how you get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, Jason, in 1977 in New York's Diamond District. They were on a business trip to Memphis, and brother Robert, he saw it, man. He saw the vision. He recognized the potential that Memphis had to offer, and he convinced his brother Irwin to come on down. They set up a jewelry factory at 501 North Hollywood, and shortly after that, Jason, the first Robert Irwin Jewelers retail location was opened on Summer Avenue. And 42 years later, still here, still family-owned, still family-operated, and they are going to celebrate you. In honor of their 42nd anniversary, Robert Irwin Jewelers celebrating you by offering 42% off any single item.
That's right, because it's Irwin's son now, Howie, who we love and trust. He's our jeweler. He should be your jeweler as well. And why wouldn't you? I mean, they're celebrating by helping you save. 42 anniversary, you're getting 42% off any single item. That's engagement rings, 42% off. Diamond earrings, 42% off. Anniversary bands, diamond tennis bracelets, diamond necklaces, all 42% off. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you all, with you listeners. I was cheap. During the 50% off sale, I intended to go see Howie to update, John, my ring.
Yes.
I did not make it over. Why, John? Because my wife was not going to help me. But what have I done? I have waited. In this case, my procrastination has helped me because now, for my birthday, John, this weekend, we will be headed over to RIJ where we will capitalize on this 42% off, and my wife will be paying the ticket. We're coming, Howie. We're coming to see you. And hopefully all of Memphis is coming to see you to take advantage of this 42% off. 24 months, 0% interest finance. That's the way Howie does it. 42 years of Bigger, Brighter Diamonds, folks. For complete details on this sale, head to any of the four locally owned Robert Irwin Jewelers locations or online at rijewelers.com.
So Bling Security and the whole team's coming on down to Robert Irwin, huh?
She's going to upgrade me, brother.
Wow.
So my wedding now, I won't have to pay the bill. Yeah, you know, I got a couple of diamonds missing out of this bad boy. Now, this isn't some expensive ring.
Of course.
The diamonds I got in mine are very, very small.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a couple of them missing. I got three holding on, and I think wife's going to upgrade me this weekend, taking advantage of this 42% off. How about that?
Love it. So we had Jeff Goodman in studio earlier today on the show, and he's high on Memphis, right? So that's good. We always like it when our national media friends think good things about Memphis and see good things for Memphis. And then there was a piece over at ESPN Plus today, Jason, about teams that could take a jump.
Yep, John Gassaway has got it over at ESPN Insider, which I'm telling you, John, if you want to get inside one of these days, you're going to have to subscribe. Good. I've got you covered today.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, he's got the Tigers down, as you would expect. And I'll read a little bit to you here because I thought it was interesting. Picking the Tigers here might not be a terribly surprising or adventurous choice, so be it. When a program misses the NCAA tournament for five consecutive years and then brings in the nation's number one recruiting class the next season, said team is indeed poised to make a big jump. We don't usually see this scenario, but Penny Hardaway has brought it to life. Never mind wondering how good a team that relies primarily on freshmen can be. The question is just how good these freshmen of Hardaway's will be. Obviously, Duke earned a number one seed this past March playing four freshmen. So, yes, the ceiling is high. The early reports on James Wiseman are likewise adultery and in the extreme. On the other hand, adulatory, excuse me. Adulatory in the extreme. On the other hand,
somebody driving adultery in
No, that's what I thought it was at first. Adultery in the extreme. In the extreme. Adulatory in the extreme. On the other hand, the results achieved by freshman intensive rosters outside the Duke, Kentucky duopoly. My gosh, Gassaway
got.
It's like I'm reading Harrington. Have tended to be more commonplace. Where on said spectrum will this Memphis team land? Even a season in the middle of these two poles would constitute a big jump for the program. I'm not sure how much of that second graph I can understand or was able to pull from that, but what's clear is
they expect
the same
way.
Guess who else in the AAC, though, is expected to make a big jump?
Okay.
You won't be able to.
Yeah.
What other team, John, take a guess,
is going to make a big jump?
What did you just
say? Duopoly is a real word.
I know.
That's two, not monopoly.
Right. I would never use that word in a sentence.
Well, I've never used adulatory, as you can see, or Reddit.
Adultery.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, again, on the quick eye there as I'm going through trying to sound it.
What other team in the AAC?
Come on, man, big jump. No, you never get it, so I'll give it to you.
Wait.
Tulsa.
I was going to get there eventually.
No, you were going to say Tulane and KJ. And for a reason we would recognize, Jariah Horn. about that?
How about that?
Son of former Tiger Jarrell Horn.
Yeah.
Is now at Tulsa. You remember you saw him last year. 6'7" forward. They're saying expecting a big season from him and a certainly a big jump for him in the in Tulsa this coming year. I did not expect that. John Martin. I know Jarrell Horn though can play some ball.
So I mean, I'm having a little bit of a tough time computing what John Gasway was trying to say.
They're going to make a big jump. I mean, okay. And he's basically saying Memphis was an obvious pick to put in here, but we've got to put him in here anyway.
Yeah, obviously, John Gasway has a degree in literature. I mean,
that's clear.
As you can as you can tell.
He also, I mean, we were speculating about
Shaka
Smart.
Is this show a duopoly?
He's got Texas in here.
Is this show a duopoly?
Well, that, I mean, we would run it, right? We're a duopoly that run, you know, and no, there's other shows that are just as competitive as we are.
Okay.
Right? We have to be like Sunday Ticket.
Okay.
There'd be no competition.
I'm Googling, I'm Googling the word duopoly, and it is a situation in which two suppliers dominate the market for a commodity or service. Okay, so he's saying Precious and James are going to be a duopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I mean, they are going to dominate. They are going to duopolate the.
Again, he told you he's not breaking news here. He's just putting them on a list that they've got to be on talking about the biggest jumps.
He's hurting my head with all these words.
You didn't have to read it. You just had to listen.
But it was hard. It was almost as difficult apparently as reading it. Adulatory.
Mm-hmm.
What that mean?
It means. What are you talking about? Adulation. It means clapping. It means praise.
Excessively
high
praising
praise.
Or admiring.
See, I didn't need to go to Google to look it up. Read it, but I can tell you what it means.
I've never used that word.
Written it or used it.
I'm gonna have to work that in to my repertoire. I think one word we can all get behind though, when this Memphis Tigers team, very simple, excitement. Instead of adulation, we can
excited
excitement. In this case,
he's got some other ones that are interesting over in the Big East. I mean, he's got John's boy Mac McClung having a monster season. The white kid over at Georgetown that's really really good. I mean, he's good. There's no question. He's like a Grayson Allen, essentially super athletic but can also shoot the ball. Thinks Creighton's gonna make a big jump with our guy.
Yeah.
Antoine, remember him, Antoine Jones.
Antoine Jones.
That's where he's at these days. He's gonna be sitting out a season though, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Notre Dame, he's got finally coming back. That was obviously a drop-off season for Mike Bray last year, so you'd expect to bounce back. The interesting one, though, and the one we were speculating and talking about, is the Texas Longhorns, who obviously Shaka Smart, if he's going to keep that job, you'd have to think has got to have a good year this year, make the tournament like we talked about with Giannotto, and you'd think get Greg Brown, who we talked about earlier on in the show. John feels really good about where in terms of the position that Memphis is in with him. So they expect bounce-back season for Shaka. Maybe that gives him a little bit of hope. Down there in terms of keeping Texas recruits at some point, if it's not Greg Brown.
All right. We're going to be joined in studio by Anthony Sane at 125. He will talk about the Memphis Grizzlies with him, John Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., what he sort of learned about the Grizzlies. They did not look good in their first contest against actual NBA opponents. And I don't know, maybe we get into LeBron James a little bit with him as well. Lots to get to with Anthony Sane. We'll do that at 125. When we come back, I might shed a gangster tear for Marcus Mariota. I really might. I might shed one gangster tear for Marcus Mariota because he has just now come out and addressed the media in the wake of losing his starting job.
Did he use the word, it's tough?
He did not use the word, it's tough, at least that I can see. But we do have some audio that we will give you on Marcus Mariota. When we come back, Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
There are parts of Tennessee that never seem to change. Where a relaxing drive is commonplace and finding peace of mind is right around the corner. Have questions about Medicare supplements, Part D prescription drug plans, and Dental Vision Silver? Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of two tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.